FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Satu in KZN says it doubts Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube will facilitate the full implementation of the Bela Bill. It says it holds this view, especially after Gwagube's party, the DA, participated in last week's march in Pretoria against two clauses in the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. The implementation of clauses 4 and 5, which deal with language and admission policies, was put on hold for 3 months by the president when he signed the bill nearly 2 months ago. At a briefing in Durban today, Satu KZN slammed Gwagube's decision not to attend the signing ceremony in September as disrespectful. Gwagube wrote to the president before the ceremony explaining that she wouldn't attend as she remains opposed to the bill in its current form. She believes it should be referred back to parliament for reconsideration of the two clauses. Last week, some SATU members who participated in the presidential imbizo in Umkababa held up placards in silent protest when it was Gwagube's turn to respond to issues raised. The union's provincial spokesperson, Nomarashia Kaluza, told reporters today that they did not want to be addressed by the minister.
Why are we not standing up as a collective of people who stand to benefit from the full implementation of the Bela Bill? Stand against that march, because that march was a war towards the working class people of this country. We are saying for us to respect the minister, she must respect the president. We don't care if the president is comfortable with being disrespected, not in our watch.
A Qabega accountant has been jailed for 15 years for stealing from her employer. Liesel Badenhorst is said to have defrauded the law firm of 18 million rand. Lynn Williams was at the city's specialized commercial crimes court and filed this report.
44-year-old Badenhorst stole the money from the trust account of De Tooy Attorneys Inc. between February 2018 and March 2023. The court heard that she stole the money to feed her severe gambling addiction. While handing down sentence, Magistrate Fuziwe Mnyani said her actions had a negative effect on the De Tooys, both emotionally, financially and psychologically. She said had Badenhorst's employer not discovered the theft, she would in all likelihood have continued with her illicit activities. Mnyani added that Badenhorst had demonstrated regret rather than genuine remorse. Lynn Williams, Qabega.
And in the UK, the Archbishop of Canterbury has resigned over the fallout from a child sex abuse scandal that the Church of England is accused of covering up. Justin Welby has stepped down after a report last week suggested serial abuser John Smyth may have been brought to justice if concerns had been flagged earlier. The barrister died in South Africa in 2018. Graham Nichols, the director of a network of Christian churches, has told Sky News some people feel failed by the Anglican community.
The main emphasis here has to be on the survivors of this abuse and are they being taken care of as best they can. The church acknowledging the wrong that was done in a fulsome way and seeking to care for them. That's the big priority.
Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Cobus Reinach not getting drawn into any grudge match talk ahead of the Bucks test with England. No play possible on day one of the four-day clash between the Hollywood Bets Dolphins and the Titans, and Yannick Sinner and Taylor Fritz to face off at the ATP Finals later this evening.